This is For a Better Lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today in this session, inshallah, we are going to discuss about self-knowledge or discuss ma'rifat al-nafs, which is an important topic. Of course, self-knowledge is a prelude to living a better life. It is so critical and so important to know ourselves, our capacities, our position in relation to Allah, and finally, the goal for which we have been created. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when discussing a topic such as this, it is perhaps best to begin with its definition and assessment of its importance. Of course, there is no doubt as to the fact that self-knowledge is highly critical and highly important. But of course, if we study this topic from the perspective of the Holy Quran and from the perspective of the riwayat, of course, then we will further understand the importance of self-knowledge. Let us then begin by defining some terms. In Arabic, self-knowledge is called ma'rifat al-nafs. Now, what is ma'rifat al-nafs or self-knowledge? It is knowledge about us. But what kind of knowledge is it? It's not the kind that has to do with knowing our names or our father name or the place and date of our birth. Of course, this has nothing to do with self-knowledge because it's just a kind of nominal knowledge. It's not real knowledge. Now, self-knowledge deals with another aspect of our being. It is not related to our physical senses. Of course, it is not related to our names and to our, history, and rather it deals with the spiritual dimension of our lives. When we speak of the different dimensions of the spirit in our being, we should not forget that the human being is fundamentally and essentially different from other beings. Man is a rational agent, and other beings are not rational. That's what, differentiates, or that's what makes the difference between human beings and other animals or other species. And although we are tied to the animal world, we are living in this animal world, and we are very much connected with this world in many ways, of course, we wish to focus on that which separates us from animals and is not found in them. Now, we wish to focus on that aspect of the human existence which clearly distinguishes him from other species, other animals, and other creatures. To understand why this topic is of such importance, perhaps it helps us to quote a few verses from the Holy Quran and from Hadith on the subject. There are many verses in the Quran which point to the importance of self-knowledge. One of those verses is found in Surah Al-Hashr, where the Quran says, "And be not like those who forgot Allah, so He made them forget their own souls. It is that are the transgressors." I hear the Lord, and of course in this verse of the Holy Quran, the Lord, the Almighty, is saying that forgetting Allah, the Almighty, causes us to forget ourselves in turn. And ultimately, it leads us to become transgressors in the eye of Allah. It definitely leads us to transgression. If you forget God, you will end up becoming a transgressor. That is it. Because the Quran says, "Ulaika humul fasiqun." And those who forget God and then God makes them forget themselves, they will be transgressors in the eye of Allah. And there is a tradition that makes a similar point, of course, to that of this verse, but looks at the matter from another angle. Now, this tradition is a very famous one, and it is difficult to find a book on ethics which has not quoted it. Almost every book that you study about self-knowledge, this hadith or this narration is there, and it is so well known. The hadith says, "Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah." He who truly knows himself has known his Lord. Let's have a break. We will be back.
desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Welcome to your program for a better life. We are discussing Ma'rifat al-Nafs, self-knowledge. Self-knowledge implies knowledge about Lord as well. In the other word, that these two knowledges are somehow interwoven or intertwined with each other. If a self-knowledge is achieved, then obviously knowledge of the Lord, knowledge of God is also achieved. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that knowledge of the self, knowledge of oneself, one's capacities, one's abilities, serves as a prelude, as an important step towards living a better life. Because unless you know yourself and unless you know your capacities and your goals and the purpose for which you are created, then you will not be able to move to achieve those goals and live a better life. So awareness of oneself leads to awareness of the Lord. That's what the hadith says. And likewise, one who is oblivious of the Lord is oblivious of himself. So you can say these two kinds of knowledge are concurrent. They are part and parcel of each other, and they cannot be separated from each other. And there's no doubt as to the fact that if one is determined to learn about one's Lord, then the best way to accomplish this task is to learn about oneself. Now, as I said, there are other verses, there are also traditions, but there is also another verse which I would like to mention you, and I would like to bring it to your attention. And the Quran says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ذَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. O you who believe, take care of yourselves. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ذَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. He who errs cannot hurt you when you are on the right path. So verse 105 of chapter 5, chapter Al-Ma'idah. Now this is one of those verses which also clearly points to self-knowledge. And of course in this verse Allah is telling us to take care of ourselves, to pay attention to ourselves, and to be heedful of ourselves, and that we must be careful about the well-being of our spirits, and that we must be aware of the diseases of our souls or our nafs, because the nafs is so important. And of course, the word nafs has been translated in different ways. Some people have translated as soul, and some have translated as self. And of course, some have used the word nafs to convey the message. And of course, soul is slightly different from the word nafs, so we have problem in making use of the proper English term. Now, of course, when it comes to different levels of nafs, we have different levels. Inshallah, maybe in the following episode, we will discuss that. To make a long story short, of course, we have to understand that awareness of our nafs, knowledge of ourself, and knowledge of the diseases of our souls and how to cure them is very much important. And God Almighty Allah tells us that we should pay attention to our duties and those obligations that Allah has prescribed on us and that He has made it incumbent upon us. So, inshallah, we will further discuss the subject of nafs in the following episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand He knows.